Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Five Talk Radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number's 855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about Columbus. And evidently, San Francisco, to the surprise of no one, now marks Columbus Day as Indigenous Peoples Day. And observed Italian Heritage Day on Sunday, as reported by the Sacramento Bee. According to the supervisor of the town, this is a shameful act of hatred and vandalism, said Supervisor Aaron Peskin, who represents the traditionally Italian-American neighborhood of North Beach. According to the San Francisco Examiner, Peskin called it the lowest form of behavior.
Now, so is this guy an actual Columbus fan? Because this is what I've had a very difficult time.
He is Italian.
Well, okay. I mean, Columbus was working for the Spaniards at the time.
He was.
The Habsburgs, who are no longer in power. I think they're the Habsburgs. That's my guess.
Well, it was Queen Isabel, wasn't
and,
it?
And, yeah, King Ferdinand. But I think there were Habsburgs. I mean, you know, these people got so inbred, they could barely talk. I mean, I don't know.
Much like the American South.
Why I'm supposed to care. I've never met anybody who was inbred in the South. I can say I met people that got married at 14 and had false teeth by 20. So, you know, hey, some of the stereotypes are true.
Sure, certainly. So the guy continues, I mean, we're here to celebrate our heritage, our beliefs, our background, and that's disgusting. I'm sorry, but that really offends me.
Here it is. Columbus Day is one of 10 federal holidays. So this is why Columbus Day is being defended. Columbus Day is being defended because shiftless government bureaucrats want the day off and they want to get paid for it. All right? If you want to celebrate Indigenous people on Columbus Day, I'm with you. Let's go ahead and do that. If you want to celebrate Italian American Heritage Day on the day before, awesome. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't either.
I have yet to meet this Columbus fan, this guy that thinks, I mean, he started the age of exploration. He was a man with vision. He certainly did not transcend the cultural norms of his time by, you know, slavery is what I'm specifically talking about. He certainly brought some people into slavery and certainly was willing to use violence to get what he wanted, you know, brought out the swords in order to get what was convenient for him at the time. But
I mean, that's still true
new.
Today.
You know?
I mean, none of that went away.
No, none of that's gone, and it's not specific to Italians, Spaniards, Europeans, people from the old world, the Eastern Hemisphere, the Western Hemisphere, or anything. Like, that's not specific. That's a human behavior. And if you anything that you're upset about Columbus doing, you're upset about humans doing.
I would agree. Let's go to Earl from Texas, see what his opinion is. Earl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Happy Columbus Day. I love a good conversation about Christopher Columbus. Now, these hoodlums out there messing up these statues of Christopher Columbus is just wrong. And Christopher Columbus, maybe not the best guy in the world, but he was the one, you know, to help discover with the Europeans.
And, your volume cut out there.
What did you say he did what?
He was discovering America, and he was Italian. And, you know, I love Italian people. I work for Italian people. I worked at a pizza shop before. I worked at an auto shop before for Italians. And they take very good pride in Christopher Columbus, and I ain't got no problem with Christopher Columbus.
Look, I'm married to an Italian, and I have never heard this Italians have pride in Christopher Columbus. I could ask around. I haven't considered it.
I'm sorry. Christopher Columbus discovered America. How can you not like him?
I think it's demonstrably false.
I would say rediscovered at the most.
Yeah, well, you never mention words. I mean, they still can't just go out and mess up these statues.
I'm with you that if the statue isn't yours, you shouldn't go defacing it.
What if it belonged to the state? What if these were government statues?
Well, it don't matter. It's not their statue. That's Christopher Columbus. Can't do that to Christopher Columbus.
Isn't it, like, literally their statue, though, if the government paid for it?
Well, if the government put it up for a reason, and if I put up a Christopher Columbus statue, the government, either way, it's not yours.
Let me ask you this. Is there anybody that they could put a statue up of that would be acceptable
Robert
to the
E.
face?
Lee. Robert E. Lee, the godfather of the Civil American Southern War.
That's acceptable to the face or not acceptable?
Robert E. Lee, is that 100% acceptable?
It would be acceptable to deface a Robert E. Lee statue?
No, to put one up.
Okay, is there a statue out there of some person? Is there a person of which you could erect a statue that it would be acceptable to deface?
Maybe Hitler.
Hitler. Nobody likes that guy. That's for sure. I mean, if you make a list of him, he's way on the bottom of liked people. That much is true.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anybody putting one up. I don't know if there is a Hitler statue anywhere in the world, but I guess if somebody put up a private statue of Hitler, I would have to say that's their statue and you shouldn't deface it. But
Earl,
it's probably not going to go well.
Earl, thank you so much for the call. I would tend to agree that, you know, you can't deface statues when they belong to people, when they belong to ordinary individuals out there. If you want to erect a statue to Adolf Hitler, I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to destroy the statue that is literally your property. My question about the statue being built and maintained by the government, however, makes it the property of supposedly the people. Now, I recognize the people to be, as, you know, Max Stirner would have characterized it, a spook, a fictitious illusion, a construct that doesn't exist. It's an abstraction. There are only individuals out there, right? So this whole it belongs to the people thing is nonsense in the first place. What individual people does this statue belong to? According to the mythology around government and public property and all of this kind of nonsense is that statue belongs to the people. And the people on Saturday night chose to deface that statue.
So a lot of statues that are on government property were put there by organizations, right? So this gets complicated. Right, so maybe the Italian American Club of San Francisco, way back in 1961, pulls its money and says, who's the most famous Italian we can figure out that affects America? Christopher Columbus, right? So they come up,
pull
their money.
I mean, they could have gone with Al
Capone. I don't have a problem with that, if that's what they wish to do. But people are wild about Al Capone memorabilia, by the way.
I bet.
They're crazy about it. But if they put their money together and then just said, hey, I wonder if we can get the city to let us put this here, I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with them choosing to do that. And it's still sort of their statue. Do you get it?
I'm not sure I do. I think that if they were to put the statue that they paid for onto public property, that's essentially relinquishing ownership of it.
I think that effectively that's true, but I don't think any of them sat down and had a libertarian meeting with Murray Rothbard and understood that that's what they're doing.
Maybe they should have.
What they're saying is we're going to buy this statue of this great man who affected the United States and blah, 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 whatever awesome story they've got for themselves, and everybody's going to be happy. And it turns out they're not happy, right? They're not happy at all. And it was just intended to be a statue to celebrate being Italian and stuff, and, you know, it didn't work out that way. I can see this point of view. So I can, if it's the statue of the people, then it's acceptable for the people to tear it down. Then it's also acceptable for the people to stand near the statue and shoot anybody who defaces it. That's what public property would mean. Like, boom! Another protest. Boom, boom, boom. How do you like that? There's a little protest. Protest that. I mean, that makes it effectively the same thing, right? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Do you want to shoot people who deface statues?
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half, without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back in your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Radio that you control.
give us a call. Talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And have you ever heard of Divi? Divi is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divi to secure and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the United States dollar and euros. Divi's fast transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. But while other tokens are languishing, the Divi's token price has increased 300%. And all of the details are available at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. The new Divi mobile wallet is soon to launch, and when it does, because of Divi's relationship with places like Western Union, Divi will be available in 200 countries, including the United States. And anyone can use the Divi mobile wallet. All you'll need is a phone number and a valid ID. You'll be able to store, buy, and transmit money anywhere in the world. Because they're invested in a remittance company, there's no chance of these services just suddenly going away. So go check it out. That's diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. Now, Mark, evidently, one can indeed get a picture taken with a statue of Adolf Hitler.
Does a wax statue count?
I would say it counts.
Okay, so I got to see this thing, and I am... it's hilarious. So, I'm going to skip the article.
It would have to be hilarious.
WashingtonPost.com. Bowing to international outrage, the museum has removed one historical wax figure from its menagerie of self-ready celebrity statues, Adolf Hitler. There's 200 of these statues, by the way. Not Adolf Hitler statues, but generally statues. Particularly a gallantly...
Wax statues are so weird to me, man. Like why are human beings doing this?
Making wax statues?
Yes.
Because people will pay money to see them.
Why are human beings paying money to see wax statues?
I guess it's because they want to be closer to the thing that they find something they find interesting, right?
Is it for like sculptors who can't sculpt stone?
Well, it's a lot easier to sculpt wax. You can probably do it much more quickly.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would also argue there's significantly less artistry involved. Never have
many times
done.
It doesn't really look like the person to me that they're sculpting.
The wax ones?
The wax ones, yeah. Many times it doesn't look that way.
I'm not surprised.
Particularly a gallantly posed Führer standing in front of a backdrop of the Auschwitz concentration camp.
Oh, look at that.
The picture seen
where,
in
where was this from?
This is from WashingtonPost.com.
No, I mean, what museum had a wax statue?
It's in Indonesia.
Okay.
And it's a whole bunch of words that I'm not entirely sure of. And the pictures of, like, a bunch of little Asian kids with their arms raised aloft next to Hitler in front of Auschwitz. Stunning.
By aloft? Are they doing the Nazi?
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they are.
So it's a statue of Hitler doing the Nazi?
No, no. He looks more like Superman with his arms and it's to his side.
So they know enough about Hitler to tie him to the Nazi salute.
Sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, if you had a bunch of Americans, say, taking a picture with Mao, what would that look like? You know, like, we don't have that relationship to Mao in the same way that, you know, say we have a relationship with Hitler. Like, you know, Hitler is the worst guy you can talk about in history in
Western
civ.
I mean, even though lots of people were worse, like Joseph Stalin, significantly worse. Mao.
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
Worse. Well, I'm saying it.
I just
screw the people who don't want me to be allowed to say it. I'm sorry. Murdering 25 million Christian farmers is worse.
So would you say that the United States was wrong to enter World War II on the side of Stalin, thus supporting him sufficiently that he was able to, defeat the Germans and then go on to murder more than 10 million of his own citizens?
That's a loaded question.
I don't think it's loaded. I'm going to come down and say it was wrong. Like, this is the consequences of actions.
Well, see, the circumstances should have never have existed, and they would never have existed if the United States hadn't entered World War One.
Agreed.
So that was...
But Americans know nothing about World War One because Saving Private Ryan was about World War Two, and it was a really awesome movie, and it was a really awesome movie. But a lot of Americans believe that America got into World War II to stop the Nazis from killing Jews. And nothing No statement could be farther from the truth.
Yeah, the American government knew about the concentration camps.
The American government sent the Jews back to die when they had the opportunity to take them. There was quite literally a ship of Jews begging for their lives at FDR, and the racist Americans that were in the country at the time. By the way, the same racist crap that they're trotting out about the Jews at the time, they're trotting out now against all kinds of other vilified groups. Same stuff. They wouldn't accept them. And those people, the vast majority of which, died in concentration camps.
Absolutely. And it was the American governments who, in those cases, as you were outlining, sent them there. And the American government knew. The United Kingdom, the British government, they knew about the concentration camps. And they didn't care.
Or they wanted to use it as a way to get in, you know, to have a little more support for the war. Certainly Life magazine had taken plenty of pictures of some things that were going on, Kristallnacht and some things that were going on in Germany at the time. But much more could have been done. And think of what a really great place the United States would be had they accepted all those great minds that so many of the Jews were from Germany. I mean, how many Jews from Germany went on to get Nobel Prizes? How many of their children went on to get Nobel Prizes?
I don't know, but one of those was named Albert Einstein.
Sure.
And
he was
kind of a
salvaged.
Big deal.
Yeah.
You know? But it wasn't just him. I think it was Oppenheimer as well and some others, all of whom, not all of whom, but many of whom came over and facilitated the creation of the Manhattan Project, which definitively, for better or worse, put an end to World War II and ushered in a new nuclear age. You're exactly right. What did we lose, aside from the actual cost of the human lives, by the decisions made by governments during the 20th century, decisions that they're still making today?
I want to go on and talk about this article from the Washington Post because I think this is some of the most ham-fisted, tone-deaf stuff I've ever heard. The idea of creating a Hitler statue and then to see
I kind of want to do this now.
The reactions to it are hilarious. I do not. But I think it's amusing to see. So it's amusing to see Westerners attempting to go and educate the Asians about how awful it is to create a wax statue of Hitler.
This is a conversation I never in my life thought I would have.
Thought I would have it either.
So by doing so, are they not impeding the cultural values of the Indonesians? Are they not colonizing Indonesia? In a sense?
I think they consider whatever they might be doing here acceptable because this is just so tone deaf. And it is tone deaf. I mean, this is ridiculous.
It is, but, you know, going back to it, if a museum in Indonesia wants a statue of Hitler in front of freaking Auschwitz, I'm going to say, okay, well, that's a dumb move.
Well, they had it for 4 years, so there's a lot of people that took a lot of pictures with Hitler.
That's not any better.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy, or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus, one-click master notes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Syrian and Russian troops providing military assistance to help Kurds repel advancing Turkish forces. This comes as U.S. forces move out of the region. That move could increase Russian President Vladimir Putin's influence in Syria and would likely lessen the Kurds' odds of gaining independence in Syria. A former White House advisor on Russia answering questions in a House impeachment inquiry today. Fiona Hill resigning as the president's top Russia analyst just days before a call in July with the new president of Ukraine. The House launching that inquiry last month after learning Trump repeatedly asked the Ukrainian president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. Republican Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida asked to leave the hearing as it began.
I'm on the Agriculture Committee. I'm on a committee that has jurisdiction over impeachment, and I'm not able to participate. What are Democrats so afraid of? That if I go and listen to questions and answers, that it will somehow prejudice their case? Must be a pretty weak case.
Well, Hill is testifying behind closed doors. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And where do you want to be in late February? How about Anarchapulco with Ron Paul, John
Acapulco
McAfee?
Acapulco sounds good.
It does. It'll be much warmer there than it will be here in New Hampshire. Doug Casey, Freeway Rick Ross, Del Bigtree, and lots of other big names. Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks.
It's one of the biggest liberty events in the world.
It is. Enjoy 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort, February 13th through the 16th. Visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and get 10% off with the promo code FTL. That's anarchapulco.com, promo code FTL. It sounds like it's going to be an awesome event. I'm interested to see John McAfee is going to be there. Considering the last I heard about him was that he was sort of on the run for the law or whatever. So, good. Good for him.
I think it will be interesting to see if John McAfee actually shows up. He's, a little shifty sometimes.
That's putting it kindly. So, Do you want your picture taken with a wax statue of Adolf Hitler in front of a death camp?
Right, with the famous words, "Work will set you free," there from Auschwitz. This is insane, this story. I'd never heard it. This is not a news story. It's from 2017. They finally took down this wax statue after complaints. I guess it was up for almost 4 years. With grinning Asians taking pictures with Adolf Hitler out in front of the a picture, a background of Auschwitz.
That is really hard to process.
Everything about it is wrong. It's hard to find words for how contemptible it is, says Rabbi Abraham Cooper, Associate Dean of Simon's Wiesenthal Center, which campaigns against anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial, told the Associated Press. The background is disgusting. It mocks the victims who went in and never came out. The outrage...
Question, would they be okay if people were taking selfies of just running up and giving Hitler the finger?
I am curious about that. The outraged claimed that the photo of Hitler, who had no business next to the infotainment depictions of Steve Jobs and a leather-clad Scarlett Johansson, and critics said the pictures that flooded people's social media accounts were an insult to the 6 million Jews who died in Hitler's concentration camps.
So you could go from the Scarlett Johansson exhibit directly to the Adolf Hitler exhibit.
So I'm curious about this part.
I'm curious about everything.
It's not like you can't find depictions of Joseph Stalin out there, right?
Sure. Aren't there still statues of him
in
Russia?
I'm guessing there are.
As well
Pol
as Pot, Lenin?
Mao.
Lenin's statues were destroyed by Stalin, in fact.
But Lenin's actually he's interred. There's his body. So you can go take a picture with Lenin himself if you wanted.
Can you, like...
He's not posed.
Oh, man.
He's dead.
Well, that's no fun. What are embalmers for?
I'm sure there's statues of Lenin in existence. There are statues of every other great murderer that history has for you. I mean, Julius Caesar still exists, right? And there's plenty of Europeans that are a little upset about Vercingetorix and that whole thing.
Talk about Italian history.
Right. So... You know, these, you can find Genghis Khan, right? The largest killer of people in human history, from what we can tell. And
maybe
many, many
wise.
Chinese, and sheer numbers.
In sheer numbers, really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that the entire Earth population was 25 million at the time that Genghis Khan lived.
Roads for miles were slick with the fat of his victims.
Well, that's apocryphal.
No, it's literal. I mean, literal. They wiped out whole cities. Hundreds of thousands and millions of people died. No, go look it up. Genghis Khan's an amazing killer.
I'm not trying to argue with you because I don't know, but I just wasn't expecting.
Right, I didn't know either. Yeah. This guy was incredible and spanned the globe, and had it not been for their really bad systems of changing power, they would have conquered all of Europe and Asia. Like the whole thing. And then perhaps on into Africa if it had been interesting to them. Like, they were incredibly effective at this point. Anyway, going on. I mean, you can find pictures of Genghis Khan. You very rarely will hear the
moaning. Genghis Khan is in the Civilization video games.
Yeah. And Hitler is not, but Bismarck is.
Hitler is certainly not, although one of the first people to always be put in by someone modding the game is Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, sure.
Joseph Stalin. One of those two is
Stalin,
always the first.
I don't think he's in there, but sure. I mean, you know, these people wanted to conquer more of the globe. I mean, Napoleon's in there. It's not that long ago. There's a lot of Europeans pretty mad about Napoleon, so... I think it's just sort of too soon when it comes to Hitler. There's still people walking around with the tattoos on their arms, like maybe a few of them. So You know,
there's nothing funny about that.
No, it's certainly not. Ending up in a concentration camp is not a delightful thing.
No.
And these histories exist. And we have much better histories, right? Like, somebody whose entire family was wiped out by Genghis Khan, there's just no written, oral, video history of that occurring. So it's going to take longer for the world to heal from Hitler because there's just not as because it's possible to become affected by it. Let me back that up with a statement. So there are journalists who have claimed PTSD over the conflicts that they've covered, in some cases covered and not even been present in, right? So you could potentially cover, say, what's a modern conflict? The Iraq conflict. It's a war, but the Congress of the United States hasn't declared war since 1942, so it wasn't that. So the Iraq war, not a war. But the Iraq conflict, you could potentially, if you watched, looked at enough pictures, read enough accounts and these sorts of things, experience a sort of battle fatigue, PTSD kind of situation. And I believe this is totally true. Absolutely 100%.
I don't doubt it at all.
I mean, you know, the thing is that our media now is so effective and immersive and convincing that people can actually get PTSD from battles that they never saw. And that's amazing to me.
You mean that they didn't see firsthand?
Right, they didn't see firsthand. They didn't experience. I don't even know what the terms to use, right? They saw and experienced it. You're right. They did see and they did experience it because the media is so effective. When you
saw, I don't
know
if that's a positive thing or a negative thing, you know?
Yeah. When you saw that kid and the news guy blown up by U.S. helicopters by mistake, if I imagine you had a visceral reaction to it.
Certainly.
Or you're a psychopath. And, you know, maybe you felt, as an American, you felt some responsibility for it. Or maybe you felt defensive. Whatever it is that you felt surrounding it, it's much more than you likely feel as far as some responsibility for, I don't know, the loyalists being beaten up by the revolutionaries in the the Revolutionary War. Probably you don't think about that very much.
Yeah, because we don't have video of that happening. It's something I've never given any consideration to. I mean, sure, I know it was a thing that happened, but I didn't see it with my own eyes in the way that I did see the murder of the journalists. You're referring to what Chelsea Manning leaked, right?
Right, that was the Chelsea Manning leak. I want to tell you about this the marketing officer from this museum and what he had to say, because it's interesting.
It's almost brilliant marketing. Not saying
I've never heard of this wax museum before this.
That's true. Maybe they should have kept it. I'm not saying it's a good idea, but if they're motivated by financial concerns, well, having a statue.
They should have sold the statue to somebody who wanted to get rid of it.
855-450-3733. Would you take a picture with a wax statue of Adolf Hitler? Let us know.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, so call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria.
And Mark.
And I want to tell you about LibertyCon. It's a unique Liberty Convention, April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. Hear from a list of incredible speakers such as John Mackey, Whole Foods CEO and co-founder, who will speak on conscious capitalism, Brendan Smith, who won the Nobel Prize in Economics and will speak on alternative markets, Miriam Issa, Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk-taker, a quantitative trader, before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. Dude, I want to meet him. And there's still more. So visit LibertyCon.com for more details on additional speakers and events, and use the code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. Student travel scholarships are available and discount rooms for everyone at the Marriott Marquis. Save with early registration at LibertyCon.com and use the coupon code CFTL. Sorry, use the code FTL for a $10 discount. Sounds like an interesting event. Certainly some really intelligent people going to be speaking there. And it's always worth hearing really intelligent people.
I'm excited to go.
Minds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Let's get into the phones here. We got Alan calling from New York. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you still with us, Alan?
I wanted to answer the question. I'd take it with a flamethrower.
Yeah. A for effort, as usual. Getting right back into the story about getting one's picture taken with Hitler. Evidently, there's some people who were really upset that the statue even existed in the first place, much less was available for people to take their, you know, picture with it.
It's some the most disturbing image has to be these young Asian kids with their arms held aloft in the Nazi salute here behind the Auschwitz, in front of the Auschwitz sign next to a wax figure of Hitler. I'm very surprised at this. I hadn't heard of it or seen it, and I'm with James there that yeah, this is not acceptable. Now, I wouldn't go destroying these people's property. It's theirs, right? They own
it.
And let's go with their side of it, right? So Warley, the museum's marketing officer, who goes by one name, defended the wax work to the Associated Press. He said he knew Hitler was a historical figure responsible for mass murder, but since his statue went on display in 2014, the work was one of the favorite figures for our visitors to take selfies with.
Shocking. Well, didn't time make Hitler the person of the century for the 20th century?
Maybe they did, and it probably would be, certainly an important figure in the 20th century.
He was probably the most influential person, the most influential single person of the 20th century.
No visitors complained about it, he said. Most of our visitors are having fun because they know it's just an entertainment museum. The just entertainment aspect of similar depictions of Hitler and his Nazi regime is something that has vexed historians and activists for years. Some worry that distancing historical figures from their atrocities, essentially turning them into caricatures and cartoon characters, is the first step towards repeating the mistakes of the past. And I'm not sure that I can see that, but okay. In a Q&A with the Connecticut Jewish Ledger, Gavriel Rosenfeld, the author of Hi Hitler, that is just too lighthearted, by the way, warned that similar Hitler and neo-Nazi-based displays normalize the Nazi legacy. The Internet, above all, is the medium that really focuses on Hitler as a completely decontextualized, dehistoricalized figure. We can draw on a Hitler mustache on anything or a swastika on anything and start laughing at it. When Hitler himself is photoshopped into the form of various other characters, we get into something really bizarre phenomenon.
I don't know that he's,
that look like Hitler.
He's wrong. Hitler has certainly been removed from the context of his actual crimes when you have people saying that, you know, all Republicans are Hitler. Donald Trump is literally Hitler.
Right.
Because it's always literally Hitler. You just about can't say it.
Without saying literally?
Yeah, even though he quite clearly is
not
literally
Hitler.
Hitler.
Like other, can't be literally Hitler. Hitler, literally Hitler is dead.
But millennials literally don't know what the word literally means.
Literally, they don't. So, I just don't know. I mean, when you decide, like, you don't get to control the meme. So you create the meme that Hitler is important and bad. And that's a good idea, to create that meme. Pogroms, bad. I'm with you. Not decontextualizing that at all. However, once the meme is created, then you don't get to control how it's going to be. Like, people are going to internalize this and the way they're going to internalize it or whatever. And I'm sorry.
Well, the whole birth of the word meme was from Richard Dawkins, the biologist, who characterized them as, you know, these social things that tend to take on a life of their own.
Sure.
They grow and they change. They evolve. Just like genes, which is how he ended up, you know, forming the word. He wanted something that sounded similar to the word genes.
So you get memes?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, I mean, yeah, once that meme is out there, it is out of your control, man.
Yeah, I just don't, I'm not.
And Hitler was always prime material to be turned into a meme, for better or worse.
Right. Genocides have existed, but there seems to be, it seems to be important to many, many times Jews, and I am, to some extent, would be considered a Jew, right? Like, I'm not entirely Jew, but part Jew. It seems to be very important to Jews to make sure that this is the most important genocide we ever talk about. I've been called a Nazi sympathizer by a Jew for simply saying that I felt that the colonization of the New World was probably a more historically significant and greater atrocity than the Jewish pogrom committed by the Nazis in the late 30s and early 40s.
And I don't want to go all out there with it, but I could certainly understand why the Jewish people, if indeed they do take that position...
I'm not sure. The Jewish people don't take a position.
They find it to be advantageous because it was the Holocaust that made it unacceptable to even say the word Jew in modern society. Even
is it unacceptable to say Jew?
It almost is.
Okay.
Even referencing someone as being Jewish can be enough to get you called anti-Semitic and compared to Hitler.
Huh. Well, I haven't experienced that, but I'm sure people call me anti-Semitic because I don't agree entirely with every aspect of the Israeli government. End
sure.
Story, right?
It's the same thing. You know, the reason you can't
That's
criticize Israel
brush.
Today
yeah.
is because of the propaganda benefits that were wrought by the Holocaust.
Yeah, I think that there's, to some extent, this is a true statement. I mean, I don't want it to be true, but it's true. And that, but I will say this.
Wasn't
it
Bush who said, never let a good tragedy go to waste?
Sure.
Well, the Jewish people have not allowed the Holocaust to go to waste.
Some.
Yes.
But I would also say this. Had the education not occurred, then there might be an argument that some pogrom might exist in the future.
And pogrom means what?
Pogrom is basically genocide against Jews
okay.
In a local area.
Which is deplorable. Should
yeah.
not be allowed, should
sure.
not be tolerated.
Yeah, and history's replete with them. There's quite a few of them. It's not like this was the only one that ever went on. Most effective, but not the only one that went on. And so I can see that there's a point at which one should, you know, to which one should point this out, right? Like, it's important to say, hey, look, hey, over here, we're the Jews, and, you know, y'all have tried, like, to kill us for some period of time, and let's stop that, okay? We want to integrate, and, you know, everything's great, right? Whereas at some point, there's a point when it's just like, can we stop talking about this? And I can see both sides. I really can.
I don't disagree. It is important, I think, to recognize these things. But, you know, as we're talking about, oh, the Holocaust, this is doing nothing about the concentration camps in the United States right now, where, you know, people from South America are being held against their will. So what is the point in focusing on the Holocaust almost exclusively if we're not going to use it as a motivating factor and immediately shutting down...
Because we're taking pictures out of the ones that are in the United States.
Right, which is all the more alarming.
Sure. As U.S. citizens, as the government, we're told that we, the people, are the government. As the government, should we not have information about our concentration camps? Now, I don't believe any of this, by the way. This propaganda that we are
the government.
Right, we are not the government, and we don't have concentration camps. But those that rule us would have us believe that we are the government and that we, you know, that we're responsible in some way, and we're not.
No, absolutely not. We have no
control
for these atrocities, and we couldn't stop them if we wanted to.
Nope.
855-450-3733. What do you think about the American concentration camps and its roots in the Holocaust? 855-453-7333.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.